Fracking has become a new buzzword, but it's not a new technology. Halliburton pioneered hydraulic fracturing in the 1940s, and it's been used around New Mexico for decades.
I moved to Farmington in 1994, and I can tell you that the frack trucks were rolling up and down the streets back in 1994, and they had been going for 10, 15, or 20 years before that. Fracturing in New Mexico is not a new concept by any shape of the imagination. It has been occurring, and it has been occurring safely for many, many, many years.
That's John Bemis, an attorney and former oil and gas executive. Currently, Bemis serves as Governor Susana Martinez's secretary for the state's Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department. Fracking's been happening for a long time, and it's been happening a lot. There are about 60,000 oil and gas wells in New Mexico, and almost all of those are fracked. Wally Drangmeister of the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association explains that when drillers frack a well, they blast a mixture of sand and water into a well formation. Fissures open up, and the oil or gas is released. But fracking also involves chemicals that can include formaldehyde, benzene, and hydrochloric acid. Here's Drangmeister.
Well, you know, anytime you're dealing with an industrial process, you absolutely need to have monitoring. You absolutely need to take safety precautions. But in the case of New Mexico, there's been tens of thousands of wells that have been treated with hydraulic fracturing, and there's been no incidents of any groundwater contamination.
While there are no incidents of groundwater contamination in New Mexico from the process of fracking, the waste from fracking is another story. Once that mixture of water, sand, chemicals, and either oil or gas is pumped back up to the surface, it's stored in waste pits about the size of swimming pools. That's where problems have occurred. In fact, a state study showed that contamination from drilling pits was widespread. They found that between the mid-1980s and 2003, there were about 7,000 cases of soil and water contamination and 400 cases of groundwater contamination. That prompted the state to enact what's called the Pit Rule in 2008 under Governor Bill Richardson. That rule required drillers to line waste pits or to use what are called closed-loop systems. Industry opposed the rule, and during her campaign, Martinez promised she would do away with it. Now the state is considering changes. Over the past few months, the state's three-member Oil Conservation Commission, whose members Martinez appointed, has been holding hearings. Gwen Lackel is the founder and director of Earthworks Oil and Gas Accountability Project. During those hearings, Lackel learned that those waste pits are getting bigger.
Companies are now starting to use these huge frack pits, and a lot of people are referring to these as frack lakes that could be the size of 10 Olympic swimming pools.
Those lakes can service up to 40 wells 2 miles apart.
We have discovered, being part of these pit rule hearings in Santa Fe, is that really what the pit rule changes are about are sliding these huge frack lakes in under the current pit rule without a stakeholder process that's really necessary here. If industry is really moving forward with constructing these frack lakes all over New Mexico, it is incumbent upon the state of New Mexico to have a stakeholders process on best practices for these huge frack lakes. Otherwise, we are going to see such widespread contamination that it's going to be impossible to get ahead of if they start allowing this today.
Hearings on the pit rule will continue in August, and the commission should make its decision this fall. Meanwhile, about 1,500 new wells are drilled in New Mexico each year, and almost all of those are fracked, and each has a pit. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.